Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It's good to be with you. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Just trying to think if I have any other funny anecdotes to give you to relate on a personal level. We went to Chicago to watch Brewers Cubs at Wrigley. We had a very good time. Then what else did I do this weekend? Kid had baseball. I went to a wedding. That's about it. Helped a friend move. Boy, I'm really putting the personality and radio personality here right now, aren't I? Okay, I gotta tell you this. Here's something I will tell you. Maybe I won't. You know how AI sucks? So, my brother and I have been trying to find the dumbest AIs ever. And we found one, and I can't even share it because it got, like, taken off. But it was on Instagram, and it was where Michael Jordan was pregnant with LeBron's baby.
Whoa.
And then LeBron's like, we got to call Trump to deliver the baby.
Wow.
And then the baby came out and it was Trump. And then LeBron's like, what? And then they fought.
Whoa!
We are devaluing ourselves as a society. We need to stop this. In Chicago, let's go to Brandon. Brandon, hello. Thanks for hanging.
Yo, Bedubsky.
Los. Brantonio!
So, I'm going to touch them all, if I may, good sir. Every night, man, you remind me of why I listen to the show, man. You got me cracking up over here.
Thanks, Brandon.
No problem, brother. So, on these finals, man, I guess to start off with all these injuries, I know the NBA will never, shorten their season, but how about lengthening them? Because, I mean, on the back-to-back nights, it just makes the season seem watered down, and then players sit out for load management. I mean, what do all the signs point to? You know what I'm saying? It's the players trying to say something to Silver, but he's not hearing it, I guess.
Well, the big thing with the Halliburton injury, it's a calf, and then it's an Achilles, and it's the third guy that's gone down in the playoffs in the same way. And what do you do? Is there a better way to manage the calf injuries? Is the season too long, and then the deeper they go in the playoffs? But how many less games does Tyrese Halliburton need on the schedule where this doesn't happen? And same with Jason Tatum. I don't know. I don't know that you chop off 12 games because this is happening, because I don't know that you prevent it. But also, if you use this as the impetus to chop off maybe 12 games, the regular season is too long. It is too long, especially like when that's most apparent is basically every game in April is slop. There's very few competitive games in April. Everybody's resting their starters. You got guys coming off, the teams are going seven deep. And they could, the only thing that's keeping it now is money. Because even in these games, and you're like, there's people that are still going to go. So I don't know. I don't know what they do. I don't know how you change it. I don't know where you start. I don't know where you end. I don't know where you begin. I don't know where you finish.
Maybe spacing out the playoff games, because you could tell during the end of the season, guys need a little bit more rust, and maybe that would help. But
well, I think that's going to be the opposite of what anybody wants to do. They're complaining that it's too long already.
I got you. So then just chop off 12 games. Bring it back to, 70?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the
And you could have, there's some suggestion that you go to keep the series shorter, you go back to a 2-3-2 format, but I don't like that competitive-wise, so I don't know.
And, you know, on the finals, man, you know, Carlisle, I think, dropped the ball, you know, ever since game four, you know, they come out shooting threes when the other team isn't hitting their threes. And then, you know, with Halliburton in game seven, I think he was rolling the dice. You know, you play him a little over 20 minutes in game six. I think they should have maybe just used him as a spot-up shooter, you know, not tell him not to drive and to not to be so explosive. Just use him for a spot-up shooting like Beasley or Trent Jr. or Buddy Hield. I mean, he could have affected that game that way, you know, have other guys bring the ball up the court. And then where was the Pacers' defense, man, from game six? No trap defense, none of that, man. I just think he dropped the ball a little bit. But to comment on, you know, the NBA as a whole, you know, Silver, he's kind of got that Professor X, Voldemort look going, looking like he's like trying to oversee it or see through a plan that has already been in the works or something like that. I mean, NBA players have stated how the league is rigged, and, you know, OKC was getting a lot of calls, and I just think the refs could have called the game a little bit more evenly. And then as far as the Pacers, man, do you think the Knicks would have fared better? Because it looked like their weakness was dribble penetration, and that's all that Brunson does, man. And then I think that's another thing that Carlisle kind of slipped up on. Maybe he should have started Matter in game seven.
I think, Brandon, thanks for the call. I don't think the Knicks would have beaten Oklahoma City. But I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma City did seem like they were playing with their food a little bit. But then Indiana looked like the better team for much of that as well. The Pacers got to the line 29 times, Thunder 31. I know there were some plays where you thought, oh, that should, you know, Lou Dort's holding the guy or whatever. I mean, the refereeing wasn't perfect. It never is. It's very tough. I don't think they lost because of that. I think if you're going to look at Halliburton and say, let's try to make him a, you know, just a spot-up shooter, problem there is how do you drill that in his head when that's not who he is? And then he's going to start to feel like I could do more for this team, especially if you start to go down. In his message that he posted tonight, he said, I'd do it again and after that, and again after that, to fight for the city and my brothers for the chance to do something special. So you're not going to keep him out. You're not going to limit him. I mean, when's he ever going to be in a game seven in an NBA Finals again? So maybe they could have done that. I just, you know, that was, they did a really good job of not letting that injury completely destroy them. You see some teams, they lose a guy and they like, all of a sudden they're down 15. But they did a good job. It's just that third quarter started to get away from them. 14-point difference in favor of the Thunder. And then they came back. They cut it to 10. But just wasn't enough. Carlos is in Maryland. Carlos.
Oh, God, it's not coming.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God. This is a dream come true.
No, it's not, Carlos.
Yes, it is.
Well, then let's make a dream together tonight. What's up?
Well, I'm a Celtics fan. Sorry, Bart. But
do you like your trade tonight?
No, I love it. Oh, my God, I love it. You know, as a 16-year-old, I'm just looking at it, and Jrue Holiday was reaching unk status. I mean, we needed some change.
You got younger, you got the contract off the books, you got some assets. What's not to love?
Right, and then Jrue only averaged about 13. Anthony Simons is averaging 21, and, you know, he's much younger. The contract's off. You know, this gives us more flexibility, you know, for paying people, maybe even trading Jaylen Brown next, but it's neither here nor there. As far as the finals, you know, I think, you know, this is just such a sad thing because Tyrese Halliburton looked like he was going to have one of the most legendary game sevens to close out one of the most legendary playoff runs for an individual. And then, you know, he just blows out his Achilles, and it just, that's unfortunate. And it only happens to players wearing number zero in the Eastern Conference. I just noticed that. Like Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton.
Dame put something on Instagram today asking if he should change his number.
Exactly. See? Conspiracy.
It is. I said that to somebody else today, and they're like, yeah, I think the simulation, I don't think they're trying too hard anymore. Everyone's got the same number suffering the same injury.
Yeah, I think the NBA did that on purpose. They wanted to take out all the superstars wearing number zero because it looks boring or something and just leave the numbers that are better.
But, yeah, maybe.
You know, thank you for taking my call, Bart. I love you. I love you, Carlos, with the K. You know, but you two are, like, very inspirational. I've wanted to get into radio or broadcasting one day, and y'all two kind of helped me. And, you know, I'm only 16, but I still listen to this show as if I was an uncle, which is why my dad says I'm an old soul and a young body. But I do love listening to you two. I listen to you every night, and I'm going to start calling more regularly.
Carlos, yeah, Carlos with a C, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's how you're going to be known around here.
Cool.
All right?
All right, thank you.
All right, see you, buddy. See, we got Carlos with a K. That's you.
Yeah, and this is like the No Homers Club. We can allow one Carlos with a K. Can't have two. So with the Cs, you guys are good. All you normies. The normies, I like to call you.
Yeah, but then we can only allow one Carlos with a C.
All right, yeah. All right, if you want to do a strict No Homers call, I mean, we don't have any more Barts. I don't know what I would do if a Bart actually called. And I don't mean no Fugazi Bart. I mean, I want to see your birth certificate that says Bart.
Yeah, because every Bart I meet is a fraud.
Like, hey, my name is Fred, but my friends call me Bart. Like, how the hell does that happen?
Even if your last name's like Bartolini. No, it's not. Your name's not Bart. You can't go by Bart. You don't. Bart. Sounds like when you drop a bath toy in the bath. Bart. You gotta know the pain of living with that.
Okay. Bort.
Yeah, and then it rhymes with fart.
Come along, Bort.
Ugh. We've all got our afflictions.
Are you talking to me?
No, my son is also named Bort.
Dump truck Don. We've only got one of those. I know that.
What's up, Bort?
Donnie.
What's going on, man? It's been a long time, and you know what I'm doing. I'm working at night.
Got it. We got it. We need people. We need people to be doing that.
Yeah, man. First off, I appreciate you and Carlos having a great show and keeping truckers out here entertained at nighttime. It's very, very entertaining. I appreciate everything y'all talk about on here. It's funny that. Not funny, but kind of funny. I got a dark sense of humor. The whole thing with the Achilles and all that stuff, like, it's got to be the shoe, right? Because why would you play basketball in low-top sneakers, dude? That's like playing in loafers or something. You don't do that, yo. It's not surprising.
Maybe we do have to go back to high tops. Yeah, maybe.
It's like, gee, they talk all this stuff about Michael Jordan played against plumbers and all this stuff, but them plumbers wasn't tearing their Achilles with them Chuck Taylors on. And they play 82 days every year. And they got load management nowadays. Like, what is it? You didn't manage your load right or something like that? Oh, it,
be careful.
Pause, right?
Be careful.
Yeah, it's all right. But y'all have fun. Y'all be prosperous. I'll holler at y'all next time, man. Thank you for taking my call, man.
All right, Don, appreciate you. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710.
He kept coming, man.
4-4-7-6.
He never stopped coming.
Drew Holiday traded tonight. He was recently joined by Alex Caruso as just one of 10 players that are multiple ring winners that are active players. Just 10 right now. Many with Warriors ties. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevon Looney, Kevin Durant. You also have Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who was just dealt to the Grizzlies, winning with the Lakers and then the Nuggets. LeBron, of course, has won a few. Kawhi Leonard, Spurs, Raptors. And then Drew and Caruso. LeBron, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Looney, Durant, Kawhi, Drew, KCP, and Alex Caruso. He made his first three-point attempt. He thought it could be a good night there. Just, you know, that whole game, totally different. Goes without saying. Tyrese Haliburton had 9 points. Tyrese Haliburton had 9 points in 7 minutes. Meanwhile, in 54, 75, in 91 minutes, Aaron Nesmith, Miles Turner, Obi Toppin, and Ben Shepherd had 9 points. Me and some buddies were kicking around the question about if you could add one player outside of the stars to your team from these teams, like their bench or maybe some of the, you know, the non-stars that are starting. Mine was Obi Toppin. I'm like, I can't think of too many games where he hasn't delivered. Well, found one. 0 for 3 from 3. 0 for 4 overall. 3 turnovers. 888-710-4ISN. Get Tyler in Michigan quick. Tyler.
Oh, hello?
Hey.
How we doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk Pistons and talk about why I think they're going to win a championship before either the Tigers or the Red Wings, and it's because of ownership.
Hey, I like what they've been doing.
Well, I think it starts at the top, and the reason why, it's very simple. It's the ownership being cheap for the Tigers and the Red Wings because they're owned by the same guy. Whereas Tom Gores, for all his faults, obviously, you know, 14-68, right? That was not exactly a great season for us, but he's willing to pay money to people. He's not the smartest guy, but he's not cheap.
Dude, he's got one crazy head of hair.
He does. Honestly, I got long hair.
He should be an actor. You got what?
Oh, I have long hair. It goes down to my mid-back. I'm kind of trying out the Vikings look, so I relate.
Yeah, well, enjoy it because I'm at the point where people are saying, Bart, maybe it's time to let it go.
You never let go, man. I learned that from Titanic.
I'm hanging on.
Yes, but seriously, though, it is the ownership. That's what it is. And it's not just for the players. I know everybody wants to talk about free agency. It is the way they run the organization. That is what it is.
Well, a lot of that, Tyler, thanks for the call. A lot of that matters. That's why even though with the new the Warner, Mark Warner and his group that are buying into the Lakers, like they're not going to be able to spend in the way that the Dodgers can spend, but you can spend money to put into your organization, even if it's not with the players. And a lot of that does go a long way. I think Pistons, their odds for next year are 65-1, you know, with the East being wide open. And that's something we'll talk more about this week. I don't think there's not too many teams right now other than Washington and Charlotte forever that are like, oh no, there's no chance. I mean, there's a chance for everybody with these injuries, make a couple of deals. 888-710-4ISN. Guess what they said? The Monday edition. We do that coming up next. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast. Here at the Bart Winkler Show, we give you hot takes, hot mics, and hot guesses.
It really doesn't matter what you say. And I'm hoping that nobody on our team is playing for you.
It's the audio of the day you need and the transcript you don't.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not. I'm
real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
The contestants are ready.
You play to win the game. Hello?
The Bart Winkler Show proudly presents Guess What They Said.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Here is tonight's host, Carlos with a K.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Not quite yet, but almost there. Guess what they said. Yeah, less than 30 days away. That's gonna be a normal day. Although that day specifically is going to suck. I'm going to be traveling like 12 hours that day. So shout out to my wife. That'll be great. Talk about that later, I guess. Guess what they said? Every Mondays and Fridays here on the Bart Winkler Show on Mondays, I will get you the audio of the day / weekend. And I will assemble the five finest cuts of audio that'll enter your brain via your ears as sound propagates. That's a good word. Wow. Like the waveforms, they propagate into your ears, get into that canal, and they kind of swim like a parasite in your brain and just lay there for a second, and you'll enjoy it. And then Bart will have to guess what that audio is attempting to say. He, she, it, whatever. Maybe AI. Most definitely AI in a couple of weeks. Bart, let's start here with the conclusion of the NBA finals.
Let me know. Wake me up when you're ready.
I'm ready now. Get your ass up. Oklahoma City Thunder, they won the NBA championship, and maybe three people are excited about it. I mean, listening to this post-game, like, you would think that the Thunder were just like, oh, geez, can we just move this along?
I haven't seen, like, any clips of fans partying or nothing.
I think there's going to be a big party in OKC, ain't big for their standards. We'll probably see that, tomorrow or Wednesday? Like, they'll get the parade route going. I'm sure they have to logistically figure it out because they never thought that they would have a major championship, being that it's Oklahoma City. But shout out to them, man. I hear good things about it. I actually would love to go to the parade because I like to experience joy and positivity because my teams suck. Let's start with the winners, and that being that Oklahoma City Thunder. Let's go to their head coach, Mark Daigneault. I want you to guess what he had to say on who gets credit for the Thunder's rebuild. This is 22 seconds long. Now, as we know, the Thunder had to go through some growing pains. General manager Sam Presti's getting all the love in the world.
Yeah.
Is he maybe in the answer? I don't know. You will have to decide as you guess what Mark Daigneault had to say.
I think it comes down to the organization. I think obviously it starts at the top and everything that, the way that it threads through with Sam Presti and the vision that he's had and the coaching staff, everything that they've gone through, and certainly the players for their dedication and the way that they've been able to find each other. I think that this is about as much of a team win and an organization win that you can have, and I think everybody should be proud of what we were able to accomplish.
As young as the team was and as new as everything was, there was so many people from Saint to Donnie Strack to Ayana to Matt Tumbleson that were in place, Sam, obviously, his group, that, you know, the players were young, but the process and the systems and the environment were seasoned.
1-0 to start. Guess what they said?
I mean, he said a bunch of names that we have no idea who they are.
I have no idea who he thought of before he mentioned Sam
Presti. Not every Thunder fan knows who they are. Guarantee that.
Yeah, promise. Because as I was listening to it, I'm like, who are these people? What do they do exactly? But I'm sure that, you know, they had a hand in it. But
who are these people and what do they do?
TPS reports. Let's stay with the Thunder. Let's go to the player side. I want you to hear from my guy, Alex Caruso, who the Bulls desperately needed again. Please get him back. You can have Josh
Giddey. Who are these people?
I want you to guess what Alex Caruso had to say on how they were able to win this series. Now, I will kind of give you a little bit of help. It's not about offense, defense per se. It's not really the X's and O's. I'm looking for a specific kind of word. So if you know who Alex Caruso is, if you ever heard him talk before, it's not as hard as you think. Guess what he had to say on how they were able to win. 15 seconds long, by the way.
I think it just comes down to that this team played for each other and the camaraderie and everybody's hanging out. And, you know, we just look back. They welcome me in. Everybody has each other's support. And we were there to, you know, have each other's backs and support and backs and camaraderie and team and process and prosper and something like that.
Ah, geez, wake me up when you're done. 15 seconds, not 15 years. All right. Here's what he actually said.
I said multiple times through the postseason with this team that the good basketball is good basketball. Winning basketball is winning basketball. And the best team can win no matter what happens if you go out there and execute and do the stuff that you need to do to win the game.
Execution. That's what I was looking for.
I mean, it did say best team.
Yeah,
so you were just looking for one word?
Well, yeah, I didn't want you to say, oh, you know, we won because of turnovers. Oh, we won because, you know, we out-rebounded them. Like, I didn't want you to get...
Yeah,
I was trying to lead you away from that.
Yeah, but then you led me to something else, and then you didn't even listen for my answer. You just listened for one word. You were so focused on the word.
Well, no, I heard your answer, and nothing was kind of flirting around with what he said. Spirit of the clip rule. I give you more points on spirit of the clip than I actually should. This is not one of them. You missed the mark. It's not my fault.
Okay, I accept.
Damn straight you accept. I will die on this Alex Caruso hill. 1-1 going into our third clip here. Guess what they said. So now we can speak to the losers. And that is the Pacers. Listen, you know what? As much as I can't stand them, being that they are a division rival, even though no one cares about divisions in basketball whatsoever, I applaud you, Pacers. What a hell of a season. Nobody saw you coming, even though they should, because you didn't lose back-to-back games since March. But who would have envisioned and thunk that the Pacers would have been here in the finals, one win away from the championship? So kudos to all of you. So I call you losers while giving you flowers. I want you to guess what Rick Carlisle had to say on what stood out about the team this season. This clip is 12 seconds long. Guess what Rick Carlisle had to say about his guys.
Just that they were always there for each other. They never gave up. The resiliency, the effort, the determination. They were just never out of it. They always had that belief that they could, that they were the better team. And you feel bad for them tonight.
You don't author comebacks like this team did, really over the course of the entire season, without an indomitable competitive spirit to fight together. And that's what they were, and that's what they did.
Spirit of clip rule, good for me. Resiliency, that's one of the major things you would need in comebacks. And comebacks, they had a plenty. So 2-1, and guess what they said? You could ice it here. We're still going to play the next two clips anyway. But yeah, at least you'll feel better if you're able to win it early as opposed to sweating it out in Game 5. Like the Thunder had to sweat out going into a 7-game series to the Pacers. Let's go to TJ McConnell, everyone's favorite player after Halliburton went down. He did ball out, so like, good for him. Also, Bart, side note. Just because a lady consoles you, I don't know if it's automatically your mother, when that, you know, when the staffer kind of shoved away the camera. But when did she like hug him and like he embraced her and like he was really
hurt? I thought it was his mom.
I thought it was his mom too. Like, you don't like to jump to conclusions, but that was like, that one's okay to jump to. I thought that was Mom Dukes saying, it's okay, son, keep your head up.
Well, we knew what his dad looked like. They showed him every time he scored. But we didn't know what his mom looked like. I thought that was his mom. I don't know where they let families sit these days.
Yeah, that's true. But all right, so back to the main course here. I want you to guess what TJ McConnell's message is to the fans after their loss in Game 7. This one is 17 seconds long. Guess what T.J. McConnell had to say?
They just, you know, we did everything we could and we came up short. We just, we feel like they were such a part of this and they earned a championship as much as anybody. And you just feel, you're bummed. They're the greatest fans in the world. You know, Indiana's basketball and they just, they helped us so much along the way. You just feel bad for them.
They're absolutely incredible. Just want to apologize for coming up short. We wouldn't be in this position without them. They willed us to a lot of wins. And it's an honor and a pleasure to play in front of them.
Sure, why not? As soon as you said the greatest fans in the world, like every cliche athlete ever says, every fan base is the greatest fan base in the world. But yeah, you won. There you go.
Yeah, at some point we got to figure out who it is.
I would like all the fan bases to Hunger Games, you know, select one representative and let's just have each league like sponsor this and we'll have a NBA Hunger Games and NFL Hunger Games and so forth. And let's see what fan base actually is the best one because only one can win. I can't have 32 you. Greatest fan bases in the world.
We love you, best fans in the world. I mean, we give it up, Charlotte Hornets. What?
I think we can safely say the Charlotte Hornets are not the best fan base in the world because their players never have an opportunity to tell about how their fans are so great.
Maybe they suck. You know what? Maybe they are. But maybe they are. If you're still hanging with the Hornets, maybe they are. Anybody can root for a winner. But if you root for a team that, I mean, botched every draft pick they had under Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Maybe they are. That's my vote. Charlotte Hornets, greatest fans in the world.
Yeah, I'm not taking that. So the score is 3-1, but we'll still play the fifth audio because someone somewhere needs it, and I want to show respect to them. So I want you to guess what Pedro Martinez had to say. We'll shift gears and go into the baseball. And the biggest story in baseball, I guess, so far is really kind of the Devers fallout. You know, the trade from Boston going to San Francisco because baseball... It's not July yet, and half of us
I got. Hey, we got the little Winkler thrilling factoid. I got some more Devers.
Whoa! All right, that's a tease.
I got some more Devers for you coming up.
All right, so I want you to guess what Pedro, one of the legendary pitch players for Boston. I loved him when he was in Boston versus that Yankees rival. That's when it actually had juice. Pedro Martinez. I want you to guess what he had to say on how the Red Sox handled the Devers situation. This one is 26 seconds long. You win the game, but let's see if you could stick the landing. Have at it.
I think when you have a guy who could be a superstar and was willing to be a Red Sox for life, you gotta show him how he means to be a big part of the organization, and I think the communication could have been better. You can't have five guys telling you different things. I regret to see it happen and play out the way that it did. I would love for Devers to still be with the club.
When you don't involve your baseball people in those kind of situations, it's hard to understand how the player is going to respond. Devers is a guy that is not very outspoken in Spanish, English, or any language whatsoever. You need to get to know Devers in order for you to kind of tell him what to do. And I think Alex and the Red Sox dropped the ball on that.
What? Oh, what the hell? I hit the wrong button? All right, let's start that over again. Yeah, good, you win. And that's, guess what they said? Not the previous 5 seconds of you hearing this. This is guess what they said.
Did I get that one wrong?
No, you got it right. I just cut off the winter music too early when I was trying to cut off the other music. This is a very large spaceship that I have to drive.
Yeah, I thought it was either I got disconnected or it was like you forgot what the hell you're doing.
Nope, just fat finger that.
All right, fair enough. Been there. That is Guess What They Said. Thank you, Carlos, as always. Right now, it's time for an update with Marco Belletti.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Bart Winkler Show, wrapping things up on a Monday into Tuesday. 2 days of the work week down for Carlos and I. Two more tomorrow. Two more after that. We work 10 days a week. It's called Bart Math. Robert's in Annapolis. We'll get to him. Robert.
Hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to get in. I know we're up against the clock here, but I can assure you I have never thought of you as a moron. You are much smarter than any moron I've ever known. I don't know what that guy who tweeted you. I don't know where he thinks
he's got you figured out, Robert.
Nobody figures me out, my friend. Anyhow, actually, the reason I wanted to get in here before the end of the show was a possible makeup Bartometer, since we didn't have one Thursday. You did the NFL draft. You're a big NBA guy. You'd have to do it tomorrow. I believe the NBA draft is Wednesday. So anyhow, if you wanted to do the Bartometer, wanted to do the top eight picks in the NBA draft, that might be something of interest.
And, one would be Cooper Flagg, and two, I don't know, and three, I'm not sure, and four, who knows?
Well, the Bartometer will know. That's why we have the Bartometer, and I'll call in with my NBA playoffs grade and comment tomorrow night. Thank you, my friend.
Robert in Annapolis, thank you very much. Let me get real quickly Brian in Toronto. Brian.
How you doing there, Bart?
What's up, Brian?
I'm putting my brother in the jingle. Okay, how come Shea Gilgeous-Alexander did not want to acknowledge, or maybe he did and I didn't hear it, but he didn't want to acknowledge that he was from Hamilton, Ontario, when he's a, you know, like the best player, and how come Adam Silver didn't care to acknowledge him as being, you know, from Canada and being the best of the best? Lou Dort acknowledged Haiti and Canada, so why couldn't Gilgeous-Alexander? Maybe he will, yeah, but what do you think?
So you're saying he didn't acknowledge Canada at all last night?
He didn't acknowledge Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I didn't notice him acknowledging his hometown, his roots. But right, otherwise, I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a humble guy, and I'm happy about that. But I'd like to see him identify with his roots.
Well, let me check, Brian. I'm going to check right now. I'm gonna go to Grok. Okay, it's Twitter's dumb little AI thing. Did SGA acknowledge Hamilton, Ontario, Canada at any point after the NBA Finals? And this will tell me if he did or not. Yes. Yes. In his roots, he said, focusing on just being the best version of myself. Okay, so I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Should I mention Fond du Lac, Wisconsin after I sign off every great show that I do? I probably should. In the meantime, it's time for the thrilling factoid of the night. Yeah?
What was that?
I said it's time for the
Is it? All right, I guess it is.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
All right, I brought up Grok there. This is the Twitter AI, okay? Because I kept seeing this stat that Rafael Devers pulled off, where he was a Red Sox, and then he got traded to the Giants. And I saw some people say he was the ninth person in MLB history to homer for and against a team in the span of 7 days. But then I saw some say 10th. And then I saw another guy say 12th. So I went to Twitter. I said, Devers became the 10th player to homer four and against the same team in a seven-day span. Is that true? I saw one website say 10 and one say 9. Who's done this? And it only gave me four names. Abraham Toro, Don Lenhart, Walt Droppo, and Ricky Henderson. I said, I need the full list. Search till you get the full list. Then it found another name, Rafael Devers. Okay, so now it's giving me five. Okay, I said, whatever you can do to help me find the other five names, I don't care how long it takes. It said, I can only find you five names. There's incomplete historical records. There's source discrepancies. I'm doing everything I can. So then I said, I need you to dig as deep as you can. And they've got this thing called Deep Search. So they go with this Deep Search, and they still only give me the five names. There's all these stats out there about how Devers became the ninth guy, the 10th guy, the 12th guy to homer for and against the same team in 7 days. And I say, this is pissing me off. Like, I was getting mad. I was spending 20 minutes doing this nonsense. And so one of the guys that they quoted from the AP, they said that he was one of the guys that said 10. So I go, you know what? I'm going to this guy's account, and I'm going to look and find out who it is. And then I'm going to ask this guy, what the hell are the other guys? Why do you keep coming up with these stats and not tell me the other guys? And then as soon as I go to his feed and I start typing it out, he's got the complete list. So the other names on this list include Josh Willingham of the Minnesota Twins and then the Royals, Ben Broussard of the Cleveland then Indians and the Seattle Mariners, Jermaine Dye did it with the Royals and the A's, Bob Serve from the KC A's to the New York Yankees, Don Lenhart's on there back in 52, Walt Droppo's on there back in 52, Andy Pafko of the Cubs and then the Brooklyn Dodgers, and then Babe Dahlgren of the Boston Braves and then the Chicago Cubs. So I got bent out of shape with this AI device who claimed that it was doing everything it could. And then I go to the other guy's page, a real human, and he just tweeted it out. So congrats to Rafael Devers, who became the first player. Well, the 10th player overall, I should say. That's what this whole thing has been about. He's the 10th player overall now to homer for and against the same team in the span of 7 days. Giants took 2 of 3 from Boston last weekend. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Carlos with the K. Hey, Carlos with the C called tonight. Thanks to him, too. Marco Belletti as well. Pat Boyle coming up next, and we'll be back on Tuesday night right here on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.